Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews the CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Now here's your host, Jason Miller.
My special guest today is Roger Baker, the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. Roger, this is kind of an exit interview. It's so glad to have you on one more time.
Well, thanks, Jason. It's been 4 years, but it's been 4 good years.
And that begs the first question. You announced about a couple of weeks ago now that you decided to leave after 4 years. Tell me why. Why now?
Well, there's a pretty simple answer to that. When I had committed to be here through January 20th of 2013, my watch says it's after that. These are very intense jobs. Not only are they, 11 or 12 hours a day every day, but there's also a lot of stuff going on. I after January 20th, I asked myself if I was in it for another 4 years. And when the answer came back, probably not, I felt it was the right time to decide to go.
I think, when it comes to CIOs, we always hear that the average tenure is, 18 months to 21 months. What I'm seeing more is that CIOs actually are staying longer. I mean, if you think about yourself, you've been there 4 years. Richard Spires over at DHS has been there 4 years. You can kind of go through a bunch of other people, big agencies who have been around. It does take their toll on not just you, but your family as well. There's also a lot of rumors out there about why you're leaving in terms of if there was an ouster, if you will, if there's a bigger reason. I know you get a kick out of that, but let's set the record straight. The reason you're leaving is not because of problems within VA or project problems, correct?
No, I mean, let's look at it realistically. There are always problems inside of VA. That's why we're here. That's why we get paid, is to deal with those kind of things. It's funny because the reason I laugh is that when I went up and sat down with the secretary and said I'd like to arrange my date for leaving, he said, "Oh, that's fine. I'm ready to agree to January 21st of 2017." And so, and we negotiated from there and arrived at where we're at. So, I just think those are kind of funny.
Obviously, you've had some tough challenges. I mean, without a doubt, when you look at, the veterans benefits system, when you look at the electronic health record and you look at stuff like that, not everything's going to be successful. I mean, these aren't small programs, but they're definitely heading in the right direction from your perspective. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you hit it right. When you execute a $500 million IT project like VBMS, not everything is going to work perfectly. When we sat down with the secretary a few months ago and told him that we believed the technology was ready for us to accelerate our schedule, he asked what his risk was. And I said, "Sir, we're increasing the probability something's going to go bump in the night." And it has. So, when you roll these things, coming out of the private sector, when you're really competing with somebody, you don't look at how slowly can I roll this out, or how can I make certain that everything gets out there perfectly? You look at how fast can I get it out, and I'm willing to take some risks. And the risks aren't that, that the business will get done wrong. The risk is there will be an outage, or things won't operate as perfectly as you wanted them to. That's the right place to be. When you think about the methodology that we put in place with Agile here at the VA, we're driving a lot of systems into production today years in advance of when they would ever have been seen under the old methodology. In that environment, not everything is going to be perfect, but boy, I'd rather be in that environment with a system like VBMS out there and in use than still promising everybody that one of these days the system's going to come along and you're going to get to see it. It's a little bit more high wire act, but it's the right way to do these things.
Is there a sense that because, for instance, VBMS has had some hiccups, it's not working at all, and that's why the rumors, the static that you hear when someone announces they resign, that's why that kind of that static gets turned up?
Well, I mean, that certainly is possible. If I were looking for an optimal time to have stepped out, it probably would have been last summer. Everything seemed to be just humming along wonderfully from an external standpoint, in that time frame. But the fact is that, what you're here for is to deal with the challenges and rolling out VBMS, dealing with some of the issues we've dealt with on the IEHR, and frankly, lots of other issues that we deal with day in and day out, inside the VA that don't make it into the external press is what you're here for. And, that's kind of the, maybe it's the, the hard part, but also the best part about the job. You know, I mean, you know, you're dealing with those kind of issues day in and day out.
So what comes next for you? How are you going to decompress from this 11, 12 hour, you know, 6.5 days a week challenges? I mean, is there a vacation? Are you going back to industry? What do you see as your future?
Well, you know, some people define vacation differently than I do. I suspect I'll take a little bit of time, but I've tried to retire before. It doesn't stick. And so I'm certain that I'll be back in, you know, doing something. Don't know exactly what it's going to be at this point. It's not a good thing for a government official to be looking that far ahead until after you've left. But I'm positive that this won't be the last time that you talk to me, Jason.
Well, I hope not. I mean, you know, it's always entertaining at the very least. As you talked about at the beginning, 4 years in this position, it takes its toll. And there's maybe also some need, you know, maybe someone with some fresh eyes, fresh energy comes in and can kind of continue along with some of the challenges that you face and really try to continue to push them down a little bit. I mean, so this is your second tour of duty in government. You were the CIO at the Commerce Department back in the late 90s. Give me a sense, what has changed? How are things different here in 2013 than when you left maybe in early 2000?
Well, I think, you know, for me, the big difference is just the plain difference between the two jobs. I mean, for the last 4 years, I've had the best T job in the federal government. And as I frequently say, I got 3.5 billion reasons why this is the best IT job in the federal government. And so, you know, having that level of control and authority has been pretty important to the way that I view the two different jobs. In a lot of ways, my job is easier here at VA than it was at Commerce. And, you know, the example I'd give you is if I saw a system that was in trouble at Commerce, even with all the backing I had from Secretary Daley, it would take 3 or 4 months to really go through and do all the analysis and all the negotiation with the folks inside of the department and the bureau that was affected and come to a conclusion on that project. We do that in an hour at the VA with an IT program. We sit down, you know, the information is there, and we make a decision about where that program is going to go. And so, you know, we're just able to be much, much more effective in the centralized structure than we were in the diverse structure. Now, given that, but then, you know, looking at the times changing, I've always liked my compatriots as CIOs, but I think as you look out, I think everybody would recognize that there's a continual increase in how important IT is to the businesses of the federal government, and that means there's a continual increase in the quality of individuals that we can attract into some of the CIO jobs. I mean, there are some great CIOs out there right now. You know, moving forward, there have been some great CIOs, you know, in the past, and I can certainly name some names of some good friends of mine, but I think right now you look across the government and you see a great interest and attraction for quality folks to come into the CIO jobs, and that's a very positive improvement.
Now, imagine as well, not just the people and the technology has changed, but government itself has changed, the processes, the understanding of IT has changed. Does that give you hope that things are progressing in the right direction?
So I think there's a long-term evolution that's occurring, and it's the reliance on technology to get the job done. And I think that is just happening more and more, and as you rely that much on something to get the job done, you're going to change how you manage it, and you're going to change how you invest in it. What's changing very, very slowly is the recognition that IT done well is an investment, and it's an investment in changing the business processes of the government towards something that is more flexible, agile, and effective. And I think you see more and more of that recognition. I think where we're at right now is there's kind of a back and forth between, yes, we need it, but why is it so expensive? And I think in the past it used to be, not sure why we need it, it's really expensive. So I think there's been some movement along that path.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into some more of the details about your time at VA. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Roger Baker, the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Roger Baker, the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. Now, Roger, before break, we were talking a lot about your reasons for leaving, how government has changed between your two tenures in government. Let's talk specifically around your time at VA. 4 years, you got a lot done. You made waves right away with PMAS and stopping 45 projects. But let's talk about what are you most proud of during the last 4 years in terms of the accomplishments you've had at VA?
When the secretary asked me to take this job, we sat and talked about IT at VA. And what we recognized was that if you want to transform the Department of Veterans Affairs, first you have to have an IT organization that can deliver the transformational systems for that. And so when we hit PMAS so hard in the beginning, it was because we had to be able to have a systems development organization that could deliver a VBMS or a Chapter 33, the new GI Bill system, or go out and do open source Vista. And so, you know, when you look at the major accomplishment, it's that the VA IT organization is clearly, you know, an engine today for the transformation of VA. You know, when you're hitting 80% of your milestones on all of your IT development projects, it means that your customers can, by and large, rely on you to deliver what you've committed to deliver from a software and systems standpoint. And that changes the dynamic. As we talked earlier, not everything is perfect. You know, it isn't 100% making the dates, but it's a very, very reliable organization, and that has helped transform the VA dramatically. Now, the second reason that I came into to government is a passion of mine. I'm a taxpayer, and I would like to see government be as efficient as possible. You know, between PMAS and what we've termed ruthless reduction, you know, the spreadsheet on my desk says that we've created about $1.6 billion in efficiencies over the last 4 years at VA. That means we've been able to take dollars out of areas where it was not being efficiently spent and put it into areas that were much better going to benefit the veterans and the folks that we serve. That's a big number. You know, and it's not hard to put that spreadsheet together to say, you know, here's where those dollars came from and here's where they went. That's something that, you know, from a personal pride standpoint, I look at that and say, you know, I'd love to see that kind of a focus in a lot of areas of government where they're focused on how do I make certain that I'm getting the maximum value out of every dollar that's spent? Because as a taxpayer, that's what I want to see.
One thing about the PMAS and the major accomplishment that you talk about in terms of being reliable and meeting deadlines, did that change the culture of VA? Are you seeing a much different VA when it comes to expectations of your customers, of confidence from your customers and how you meet the technology goals?
So from an IT perspective, I think we're viewed much more as a partner today than we were 4 years ago. You know, we still have our back and forths with our customers. We're an IT service organization. Not everything we do is perfect. But I think there's an understanding that, A, we're doing the best we can do, and, B, we're looking to improve every step along the way. So from that perspective, from specific to IT, I certainly see that kind of change. At a broader level, what's occurred inside VA under Secretary Shinseki and Deputy Secretary Gould is a real focus on the disciplines of management. If you tell me you're going to do A, then I need to be able to rely on you to do A and deliver it in the time frame you said you're going to do it, and it's not an option. And just, you know, really adhering to the view that you're expected to deliver what you say you're going to deliver. And that, not so much because of IT, but because of the management at that senior level, is really permeating the VA. It's the subtle, permanent, huge transformation that's occurring throughout the whole organization. Is we said we're going to do this, we're darn well going to go do it. And I'll give you a great example. You know, we have said we are going to end the claims backlog by 2015. Now, there are a lot of things in motion to make that happen. We haven't achieved that goal yet, but you know, the fact that the goal hasn't been achieved should not distract anyone from the level of effort, the level of commitment, the level of results that are currently ongoing right now to drive to that, to accomplishing that goal. The secretary talks to me about that every morning in our everyday meeting. Where are we at accomplishing that? What's standing in the way? How are we going to make certain that we're making it there? So, you know, that level of discipline is really what's permeating VA.
Let's talk about that goal of the claims backlog for a second. From an IT perspective, you guys have been able to come in and help with systems to automate a lot of the efforts to make things go faster. Where are you with it, and what kind of progress are you making, since you probably just answered that question this morning to the secretary?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. So the VBMS system met its plan for 18 offices by the end of December. We have rolled into additional offices since then. There are, I think the number is 56 regional offices inside of the Veterans Benefits Administration. VBMS will be at all of those offices by the end of 2013, and realistically, probably significantly before that. We're seeing real improvements from turning the paper process into a much more digital one. But the next step is to turn the flow of information from we get paper and we turn it into digits into we get digits. The whole VBA transformation, taking the whole benefits ecosystem from one that is paper-bound to one that is electronic, is significantly bigger than VBMS and is going to take longer than just the 2015 timeframe. But we need to get to the point where we look back on that 125 days and say, wow, that was too long. You know, right now, we need to get to the point where no claim takes longer than 125 days. But if you think about the way you'd really like to do a claim, you know, you'd like to, instead of the veteran calling you and saying, hey, I think I've got a problem, I want to submit a claim, you'd like to send the veteran a piece of paper that, or a message that says, we think you might have a claim, please verify A and B, and we'll start sending you a check. We need to change the whole dynamic in the long term around claims, and we're just really getting going on that whole process.
In many ways, is VBMS and the effort to improve the claims processing really a microcosm of the changes that's happened across VA from an IT perspective?
Yeah, you know, if you think about the whole claims process, it has been paper-bound for, all the way back to 1946 at least, and was as late as midsummer of 2012. One of the things we're trying to do is catch up for the last 20 years, if you will. You know, all the big insurance companies did their electronification over that 20-year period. When we go out and visit with them, they have great automated systems, but they've been working on them for a long period of time. So we're trying to get this out very, very quickly and also deliver it, you know, in that incremental fashion, in that agile fashion that we've come to like so much inside VA. We're producing a new release of VBMS right now every 2 months. So the users in the field are seeing substantial improvements in functionality. When they say, hey, my electronic folder needs to be more usable in this area, and within 2 months that change has come out and they've got improvements in that area, that creates a very positive impression from their standpoint. So of all the things I think the users that have VBMS would tell you is that we're listening. Nobody said that system was perfect, largely because, you know, we have been pushing it out in the agile fashion and getting it out to real users to use and comment on. But boy, I'll tell you, that system is improving very, very quickly. And as I said, there are thousands of users on it right now. And compared to, you know, doing it under a waterfall approach, you know, we are far ahead.
Very good. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk about some of the things maybe you wish you had spent more time on. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Roger Baker, the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer for the Veterans Affairs Department.
Are you ready to keep it 100? Are you ready to stomp out drugs, alcohol, and tobacco? Join the Federal City Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and the Federal City Public Service Foundation for the 11th annual Stomp Dat Youth Step Show. Support your local youth March 23rd as they showcase their stepping talents for a great cause. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit thefcacdst.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller. My special guest today is Roger Baker, the Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and Chief Information Officer at the Veterans Affairs Department. Roger, we're talking a lot before break about your accomplishments as the VA CIO and Assistant Secretary over the last 4 years. One of the other areas I want to hit upon is efficiencies. You talk about, you have a spreadsheet that shows how you guys became more efficient, $1.6 billion worth of efficiencies. Talk a little bit about how that works and where those efficiencies came from, and what does it mean maybe for the long term?
The efficiencies really are kind of across the organization. They're tools that are out there that are letting us do a better job right now, like some of the visibility tools on the desktop. They're just things, you know, they're organizational changes. So there are a lot of efficiencies that have gone on inside the organization. When you boil it down to the dollars, you know, the big items are the sort of things that we've done inside of ruthless reduction. You know, looking at how many licenses for particular pieces of software do we own and how many do we need to own? And once you've got visibility into all the software that's running in your enterprise, what you pretty quickly figure out is that you've promulgated a lot of licenses that you don't need. And so you can start cutting those back and stop paying maintenance on those licenses, or you can better use them and stop buying new licenses in some areas and just do a better job of saving dollars in there. And that's generated, you know, for us over a relatively long time frame. If you look at, you know, a 4 or 5 year, that's generated hundreds of millions of dollars. When you look at PMAS, you know, in and of itself, if you go from making 30% of your milestones, which is what our best estimate of where the VA was before PMAS, to making as much as 89% of your milestones, which is what we hit in 10 and 11, there's real efficiency in there. And you think about it this way, we put the same dollars in, but we got a lot more out the other end as a result of having that drive on the milestones. So there's software that's out there in production today, whether it's bed management systems on the medical side or emergency department systems or surgical quality management systems, or, you know, being able to move forward with something like the Wi-Fi infrastructure and the real-time location system work that's now, you know, just screaming ahead from a getting it out there. If you're meeting your deadlines, there's an efficiency in that over missing them and dragging things out. And frankly, that's where a lot of those dollars come from. We identify things that we want to get done, we go get them done, and then we move the dollars to something else that we can get done once we've got the first thing accomplished. Again, a lot of the dollars from those efficiencies really result out of that development side of things, but they're also in the infrastructure as well.
And your IT budget over the last 4 years has not gone up. In fact, it's either been flat or gone down.
Yes, that's correct. The budget for VA IT went up significantly in, I believe it was 2010. The secretary went out and got a significant increase. But since then, it has actually shrunk a bit as a result of CRs and rescissions. And at the same time, the demand from our customers for services has gone up about 40% when you take in the growth in employees and other things inside of the health and the benefits organization. So, you know, when you really talk about efficiencies, if you can serve a 40% increase in demand with a flat or shrinking budget, there's clearly a significant amount of just doing a better job inside of it.
You spent a lot of time on the efficiencies you talked about, the kind of changing culture within VA. When you look back over these last 4 years, is there something you kind of say, you know, I wish I could have had more time on this or this program or this project or this issue?
I wouldn't say a program or project or issue. I think there are two people things that that when you're in my role, you wish you could spend more time on. You know, the first is employees. We've got some great employees. And to me, one of my favorite things that I did was start up the shadow program. Having, you know, the GS 12, 13, 14 level folks come in from our facilities around the country and spend 2 weeks one-on-one with me doing everything that I do. And, you know, when I was preparing for a hearing on the Hill, they were preparing for a hearing on the Hill. When I was in constant meetings with the secretary, they were in constant meeting with the secretary. And what you find is we've got some awesome folks inside the VA. You know, the next generation of folks coming up inside the VA is going to serve this organization very, very well. A lot of them are veterans themselves, but they care a lot about serving people, and they care a lot about doing a great job, and they're really good folk. And the second is, frankly, just veterans themselves. You get a lot of opportunity to do things with the veterans community in this job, but you don't get a lot of time. Whether it's, you know, going out and doing the homeless count, you know, one night in the middle of the winter, and, you know, just making certain that you participate in that. Whether it's potentially traveling with the secretary and going to hospitals, you know, the secretary is amazing at just sitting in a lobby of a hospital and talking to veterans for, you know, several hours at a time, just to make certain he's got a sense of what's occurring in his organization. Or whether it's going to the, you know, the various things that you can do, that, you know, the charity events and other things in this area and in others that help our wounded warriors. You just always wish you had more time to do that. And you and I both know folks like Ed Marr, who spends an incredible amount of time of his own personal time, you know, doing the things that really benefit the wounded warriors in this area. You just always wish you could do more of that when you're in a job like this.
Very nice. Very true for everyone. We are almost out of time. Let me, before I let you go, there's a new CIO eventually going to come on. Eventually, the secretary and the president will appoint somebody, and the Senate will confirm them, at least hopefully. What kind of advice do you have for them, and what's on their to-do list? What are the top two or three things?
The first piece of advice is you got great staff. Listen to them. You know, the senior executives now in the IT organization are a high-performing group of folks, and they're doing a good job in what they're doing. The second thing is we've got major results yet to produce. Full implementation of the VBMS system, delivery on the IEHR, you know, lots of things that are in that category of, you know, we need to get these done. I hope, and I think you made the right point. You know, my hope is that, you know, the next person who comes in for the next 4 years has all that energy to hit this hard and says, you know, okay, we're at an okay starting point, but I want to accelerate even further and, you know, drive this further than it has been driven, and that would be great. I think there are potentially some great candidates out there to do exactly that, and I look forward to being their biggest cheerleader as they get in and really use the technology organization to help drive VA forward.
Very nice, Roger. We could talk for another half hour, but unfortunately we are out of time. Thank you for being one of the most open and accessible CIOs out there. Always appreciated your monthly calls around the data breach. And obviously we'll find you in the federal community. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Our special guest today is the outgoing Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and CIO at the Veterans Affairs Department, Roger Baker. Roger, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED. Your source for federal news now.